Hello, this is Christina Red Soul. Thanks for tuning in, and I have a new story for you folks. I'll also be on Spotify, and I'm also on YouTube, where I have over 1,000 subscribers. So if you want to check me out on those as well as Rumble, please do so. If you want to hear me more clearly. I come across this story with Howard Stern calling the unvaccinated effing morons, okay? And threatens the presidential run to clean up the mess. Now, in case you don't know who Howard Stern is, he's a radio commentator who, in addition to, he's really big in addition to Rush Limbaugh, excuse me, and he just has his blunt opinions and tries to be, you know, this big shot. I mean, he is. I mean, God bless his accomplishments, even though he doesn't share the same faith. And he made fun of one of my sisters in Christ, and I'll come back to that in a little bit. The 67-year-old radio host is offering service to solve the pandemic while referring to the unvaxxed as effing morons who remain unvaccinated for prolonging the mess. So he's accusing the unvaccinated for the COVID not to disappear. It's like the flu and pneumonia. It's not going to go away, whether you're vaccinated or not. It's like, what, over a year now? Over 2 years now? We're coming in, approaching our third year of this nonsense in March when the country was shut down. It's not going anywhere. Even those who are vaccinated, they ended up 10 times worse. Now, those who are vaccinated will make the argument that, oh, well, you got vaccinated when you were a child, so what's the big deal now? Well, when I had my vaccines as a kid in the 80s, number one, I didn't have a choice. I was a child. I couldn't consent. Secondly, they weren't big risk. People weren't dying from a shot. So all that nonsense about, oh, you got vaccinated because you had to as a child. These are adults making these decisions. People old enough who are so-called required, because you have to be a certain age because you're at bigger risk of being sick. They refuse the vax as well. What do you say to them? So this is all getting out of hand. I mean, it's like a second world war. Vax versus unvax. And I mentioned this before in my long podcast, half-hour podcast several weeks ago. It's going to come down to this, and it is. For this person who couldn't even stand up to the black bullies he grew up with in Southeast D.C., has the audacity to tell us what to do with our bodies. My body, my choice, right? Isn't that what they preach? Well, yet we're called effing morons, those who refuse not to get the vaccine, and then threaten us with this presidential election. He won't win, but he can run if he wants to. But if that's his excuse to run this country, even if he were the president, because old Joe himself tried to control this situation, and guess what? Over 30 states or so is suing him for the mandates, including here in the wonderful state of Texas. So cut the crap. It's time for us to stand up. That's why I do this. I love my country too much not to fall into this Marxist dictatorship. We are a republic. The founding fathers would turn over in their graves right now. And other heroes in this country: Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, John Adams. That's all I have on my heart. I couldn't even, I mean, this is my second recording attempt, and God allowed that to happen for a reason. I don't even want to read what this moron himself, Joker, has said. This is unbelievable. This is Christina Red Soul. Pray for our nation, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Under the persecuted church. I got too excited. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Talk to you super soon.